Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name?
Last name is Jeru, J-E-R-E-W, and my first name is Rory.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearings, and just hang on to the phone, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Rory Allen Jeru, 143026.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest.
Okay.
You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 18th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see on your video conference screen. I'll begin with the far side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Then we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing.
Okay.
Also present in the room is our community corrections hearings officer, Mr. Westby, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
All right.
Mr. Jeru, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Jeru and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Jeru, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal arrears of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, was demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about November 7th, 2018. For the task GCMS lab report dated November 13, 2018. Mr. Jeru, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 19, 2018, as directed on November 14, 2018, your whereabouts were a known investor and absconder from supervision. Mr. Jeru, is this true or false?
That is false.
Okay. Based on your submission of false, we're going to take some testimony from our community corrections hearings officer, and then we'll ask you a few questions for phase one, and then the board will make a motion as to whether to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. So, Mr. Westby, can you read the allegation?
November 7th, 2018, a former provider of urine sampling for a task pain system. The results show the offender was positive for opiates and amphetamines. He had definitely submitted a GCMS report which confirmed that the offender was positive for methamphetamine. On November 14th, 2018, POW mailed a letter of non-compliance to the offender's approved address, directing the offender to report to his assigned parole officer on November 19th, 2018. The offender failed to report as directed. The offender's whereabouts were unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. On November 20th, 2018, POW called the offender with no answer. for deputy contacts at Pima County Jail, St. Mary's Hospital, St. Joseph's Hospital, and Banner Hospital to see if the offender was present. He was not. And attached to the warrant is a copy of the reporting instructions dated November 14th, 2018. That states, directs him to report to his parole officer on November 19th, 2018, at 2075 West Aircraft Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, for a staff meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Giroux. What is false about that allegation?
Well, I was out of town. I was down here in Sunsites working. I never received a letter, and I never received a phone call. Had I would have showed up. I had no reason to abscond. I just wanted to get this role taken care of. I wouldn't have abscond. Matter of fact, I tried to show up. I was late on 12-5, which was not supposed to be my date to see him, and I was coming from Sunsites down here in Cochise County, and I called him on 12-5 and explained to him that I was late. On 12-6, I was headed back to see him, and that's when I was arrested.
Okay.
I had no idea that the letter had been sent out, and I never received a phone call from him.
Okay, Mr. Drew,
I would have been there.
We're only in the first phase of the hearing, so I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail during the second phase. So, based on Mr. Giroux's admission on allegation number one, and based on information provided to us by the Department of Corrections on allegation number two, I move to find Mr. Giroux delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal waiver company.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Giroux, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before you move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and as I stated, you'll be able to speak to the board in detail.
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
On August 13, 2018, Mr. Giroux was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested December 6, 2018 by Cochise County Sheriff's Office, noted charges. He was back in DOC custody on December 7, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of December 29, 2019, 17 extended days. Current conviction, 2012, burglary, third degree, 4.5 years. 2012, theft, 8 years. 2012, trafficking and stolen property, 8 years. Prior convictions, 1999, theft, 3 years. 2002, trafficking and stolen property, 2.5 years. 2005, theft of means of transportation, 5 years. 2005, endangerment, 1.5 years. This is his fourth term at DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no getting information notice. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS release completion, 8 months. 2004, TIS release absconder, 33 days. Arrested for driving on suspended license, reinstated by the BOEC, completed 2 months. 2009, TIS release completion, 11 months. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, alcohol, disorderly conduct, violence, and weapons noted. After the becoming DOC on December 7, 2018, he received disciplinary for failure to submit UA. Under arrest, 1992, received stolen vehicle, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1992, theft, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1992, burglary, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1995, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1995, theft of vehicle, 2 separate arrests, Arizona, juvenile detention. He has a community risk score of G6B7.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. And just to follow up, Did you say 17 abscond days?
That is correct, 17 abscond days.
Thank you. Okay, back to you, Mr. Giroux. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside with your girlfriend, Barbara O'Quinn, at 7602 North Desert Pass, Tucson, Arizona.
That's correct.
You have employment notes that you were referred to DES and PRC for job development. It looks like that you were released in August, so did you find work?
I was working, but it was under the table. That's what I was doing down here in Cochise County. I was working with a friend of mine that basically does home repairs and stuff like that. I'm a plumber by trade, but I was having problems finding a job in Tucson. So he asked me if I could come down and work with him, and I was working.
It's good that you have work, and it's also good to see that you have some job skills. We have programming notes that on task, per task on August 13, 2018, you're placed on the task PIN code program for random drug screens. You're directed to call task daily, Monday through Sunday, and submit a UA if this PIN indicated it was to drop. You were verbally counseled and given written instructions regarding task, submitting a drug screen sample. When the following are reports from task on your compliance, on October 18, 2018, there was no sample collected, but on November 7, 2018, you were positive for methamphetamine and heroin. So I'm going to ask some basic questions here. One is, where were you living in the time that you were missing from community supervision for those 17 days?
Well, we still had the house up in Pitch Rocks in Tucson, but we weren't there. Like I said, we were down here in Cochise County at Sunsites. I was remodeling a house. So basically, I was out of town working. We were on 100 North Dale, and I guess the address is in Pierce, Arizona, but the little town is called Sunsites.
Thank you, sir. And
you're welcome.
I know you began to explain this, so let's revisit that.
Yes.
It seemed that you broke off contact with your parole officer for 17 days. So what happened during that time again?
Okay, so I was scheduled to see him on 12-5. Since I was out of town working, I never received the letter that he sent me to my house. I never received a phone call either. I don't know if there was a message left, or I never received a phone call from him. On 12-5, I was driving back from Cochise County to go see my PO. Those messages from me that I left to him on that day, my car overheated on I-10 and I didn't make it in time. I think I called him at about 4 o'clock and I called him at 4:30, which is when the parole office closes, and I explained to him what was going on because I had no clue there was a warrant filed for me at all. But had I would have showed up and turned myself in. Like I said, I had no reason to abscond. Either way, I know I have to face this time, so I'm not going to run away from it.
Okay. The concern I have is that you were supposed to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on November 19th. You were talking about December 5th. Did you have permission? I know it wasn't a question of leaving the state, but did your parole officer know that you were leaving the area, or did you give him any warning?
No, I didn't tell him. I told him that I was working under the table with a friend. I didn't tell him I was in Cochise County. No, I did not. I never received a letter from him, so that was probably my fault that no one was at my house to receive the letter. So.
And again, what did you think your arrangement was on December 5th? You said you called your parole officer.
Okay, when I saw him in early November, he told me that my next date to see him was 12-5. So that's why I assumed that, you know, I didn't know anything about 11-19. I had no clue that he wanted to see me that day. Had I, I would have shown up. I thought my date was 12-5. It was real time. Ever since, I would think it was 11-7 when I moved to Uroy and talked to him that day. He told me to come see him on 12-5. So that's, that was the last contact I had with him. So that's what I was abiding by.
Thank you, Mr. Giroux. I'm going to take some information from our community corrections officer. Yes, Mr. Westby.
Yeah, I was reviewing the phone notes here. I didn't see anything about a phone call. What they have listed here on the phone notes for his next report date, Glenn, 12-12-18 for his next report date.
On the back of the store, it was 12-5. That's when I called and then had to come in, was 12-5. My girlfriend was with me, and I made a phone call to my PO's cell phone and to the office, and got the same voicemail both times and left the voicemail both times.
Okay, Mr. Drew, hold on one second. Mr. Westby, but this is about the face-to-face on November 19th, so when was he informed that he had a meeting on the 19th?
What was the violation letter that was sent to him for the WUA?
Okay. Thank you. Just want to make sure I'm clear on that. Okay, Mr. Giroux, hold on a second. So that sort of brings us to the Dirty UA. What was going on with your drug issues?
Okay, I'll be 100% honest. I just have done six, and I've had drug issues my whole life. I've just done 6.5 years on Florida, locked in a cell. I was having extreme anxiety. Like when I couldn't even be in the grocery store, there was too many people, stuff like that. I probably should have got help from a doctor or something, but I self-medicated is what I did. I'm hoping that, you know, given the chance that maybe I could get some good counseling or something like that through parole, but I know there's nothing available in here that I'm kind of worried about. You know, if I do the rest of my time, then I'm out with no help, so I would really appreciate some sort of help. Do it. I don't know.
Well, thank you for your input, Mr. Drew. What caused the Cochise County Sheriff's Office to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
They came to the house where I was living looking for my brother, and they happened to find me there.
I see. Okay, well, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Giroux, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before this board goes into discussion and votes on this case?
I would like a chance to finish my parole. I have opportunities to work out there. I would be more comfortable, I think, maybe doing the halfway house program to SABAC or something like that, so I could also get some help with my drug issues. I don't think we're doing another year and year and then getting kicked out free and clear with nobody to help me along the path of integrating back into society is going to help me much. I just appreciate any help that you guys can give me on my past trying to get back, you know, as a working member of society.
Thank you, Mr. Giroux. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case as it's pretty clear that Mr. Giroux did self-medicate with meth and heroin. He states that he has some reasons or he has some anxiety issues, which we certainly see. And he had a period that he absconded for 17 days. He gave much accounting as to his attempts to communicate with his parole officer. It looks like that there was a fair amount of time that he was on community supervision before the relapse, and he is confronted with the better part of 1 year before being released free and clear of his prison sentence. For such a long period of time, I am on the fence as to what might be the best consideration. I'm always uncomfortable with people who abscond, and I recognize that he's asking for help with his drug addiction. I know we can't be specific as to what programming he might receive through a parole officer, but that's where I'm at, and that's where I'll begin the discussion. Well, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and if you, well, the board votes, that is based on the information provided to us in Ward Number 2018-W3417, our discussion with Mr. Giroux, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, specifically clarifying on what was supposed to transpire in terms of his contact with his parole officer, not to mention his relapse and the drug use. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Giroux was delinquent, violated in terms of conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal related company.
Second.
Great.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, Greenbaum, by the Honorable Dr. Wright, by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Giroux, I certainly take no pleasure in this because I recognize you have the better part of a year left on your prison sentence, but your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about December 29, 2019. It should be pointed out that you've had some past issues on community supervision, so I think you're well aware of what was required. And the it's just personally difficult to look back, look past absconding from community supervision, as it is just a fundamental violation of trying to help an individual transition back to the community. We do encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections in these remaining months, and it is months. And we wish you a safe and productive return to the community. Please take advantage of this time to put together a plan. And if you are really confronted with personal issues or issues related to self-medication, again, please put together a plan and seek any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place, and Mr. Giroux would appreciate it if you would just set down the phone, don't hang it up, and ask for the next individual to appear before the board. Thank you, sir.
All right. I don't believe there is any more.
Oh, there is. Okay. Thank you, sir.